I was a very curious child. I was obsessed with how things work. I'd come home and take the toolbox out of the cupboard and break everything. I realized kind of, you know, that my engineering was only going so far and I wanted to help people with my engineering. And my time in India completely transformed my life. All washing by hand causes a lot of back pain, a lot of skin irritation, takes a lot of time. And it uses a lot of water. And so we've created this crank handle washing machine that you use your hand to rotate. You're not interacting with detergent or soap. You're not doing that repetitive motion. It saves around 50% of water. So the washing machine project is registered as a community interest company here in the UK. We also have a charitable arm called the TWMP Foundation. One-off donations from everyday people giving what they can, whether it's a machine or, you know, 100 machines, you know, it's every little helps.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands that are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. How do you keep a promise to a friend that you made thousands of miles away from home? Navjot Soni had taken a year sabbatical, quitting his job from the top design firm Dyson, and went to India as a volunteer with Engineers Without Borders to a small village in Tamil Nadu, designing cooking stoves. He saw firsthand the tough lives of the women who were overworked with domestic chores. He came back to London, but he did not forget the promise that he made his friend Divya to design her a hand-cranked washing machine. She spent about 2 hours a day washing her clothes. This machine would reduce the time to half an hour to 40 minutes. He went to the drawing board and sketched out and designed a washing machine that used 50% less water, far less detergent, did not require electricity, basically off the grid, and best of all, it cost only £50. His innovation was soon accepted by Oxfam and other NGOs that now help distribute the machine worldwide. His goal was to reduce the burden of his friend Divya and other women around the world. Raised by strong women, Navjot understood how empowering women can have an impact on their families and the communities that they live in. Navjot Soni, founder of the Washing Machine Project. He joins us from London, UK. Welcome, Navjot.
Thank you for having me, Vidya.
Women worldwide, on an average, spend twice as many hours per day doing unpaid household chores. This is even after many of them work outside the home. The burden of the household chores don't reduce proportionately. This is in societies where the women have a more traditional role, and in other societies where women are considered to be equal bread earners.
Yeah, I mean, if we just talk about COVID in general, I know that during the last couple of years, domestic violence has been on the rise. It's increased by 50%. If you are a woman going through conflicts or war zone, you are more likely to face discrimination, unpaid labor, a lot of the burdens associated to conflict if you're a woman. We also know that research has found that once you get to that refugee camp and you're going to a latrine, to the bathroom, there's a correlation between the distance between a male latrine and a woman's latrine and gender-based violence, meaning that if your latrine as a woman was placed next to a man's latrine, you're more likely to suffer gender-based violence. So all of these things are compounding inequality that's been observed like no other, and that all leads to things like unpaid labor, and that's the kind of aspect that we're trying to tackle. 70% of the world's population don't have access to an electric washing machine, and this burden of hand washing clothes is disproportionately placed on women.
You were born and raised in UK.
Yes, yeah, I was born in the 90s to a father who was born during the partition, fled with only clothes on his back. My mother was born in Mumbai. They fell in love in London and they had three kids. I have two older sisters. So yeah, my father died when I was very young and I was surrounded by women my whole life. So I knew the importance of women from a very, very young age.
Very strong Punjabi women, I must say.
Yeah, my mum is amazing. She's a force of nature and she taught me so much about how the world works, how women run the world and the importance of women in the household.
The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world.
Exactly.
So you are a design engineer by profession. Tell us a little bit about your career.
I was a very curious child. I was obsessed with how things worked. My father was an aerospace engineer. He'd take me to air shows and I'd be fascinated with how these big aircraft would be in the sky. I'd then come home and take the toolbox out of the cupboard and I used to break everything. And I used to really make my mum quite angry. And I've always broken everything around me and not been able to put it back together again. But that kind of really spurred my imagination for engineering and the curiosity of how things work.
You worked for Dyson and Jaguar, and these are like design powerhouses.
Yeah, so I graduated and joined Dyson's graduate program within 2 weeks of graduation, and I was there for 3 years, and it was amazing. I learned a lot about design, but I realized that every bit of good engineering that I'm doing is, you know, essentially making a vacuum cleaner for a rich person, and I wanted to help people with my engineering, so I decided to quit my job and go volunteer overseas in Tamil Nadu to make cook stuff.